This is your NPR News Station 90.3 WBHM 91.5 WSGN. I'm Esther Chiamichili. In Jefferson County, heroin abuse rose dramatically in 2014. The county coroner attributed more than 140 deaths to heroin, a more than 100% increase. Law enforcement and the state have been rushing to respond. Last year, the state legislature approved access to a heroin antidote, naloxone, more commonly known as Narcan. If used properly, naloxone can reverse the effects of a heroin overdose. As WBHM's Rachel Lindley reports, public health officials are trying to get the potentially life-saving drug into more people's hands.
Reverend Matt Lacey is senior pastor at Church of the Reconciler. It's a United Methodist church on the west side of downtown Birmingham.
Essentially, our mission is to walk with folks who are on the street, be with them on that really long journey from being on the street and into housing. We do everything from food to medical care and pretty much everything in between.
That includes drug counseling. Lacey says he's seen a rise in heroin abuse among the homeless population they serve.
Heroin has become so much cheaper than prescription drugs. That seems to be the drug of choice for a lot of people in the streets rather than pills.
Kay Simmons works with Lacey. She says their ministries had to adapt.
We deal with a lot of drug use and drug abuse. And so we have had incidents where people have overdosed. And in those times, we had no other option but to call 911.
So Lacey and Simmons are at the Jefferson County Department of Health to train on how to use Narcan, also known as naloxone, to reverse a heroin overdose. In 2015, the Alabama legislature approved a law allowing doctors and dentists to prescribe naloxone to someone struggling with heroin abuse or to a friend or family member of a user.
I'm going to explain how our naloxone clinic is set up.
Dr. David Hicks leads the training. He's medical director for adult health and family planning at the Jefferson County Department of Health.
The first thing is I want to talk about what an opioid is.
Lacey and Simmons sit in his small office as he spreads out pamphlets and naloxone injectors on his desk and asks them each a few questions.
Why do you feel that this is needed?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, we see a lot of folks in the homeless community. In fact, a couple of weeks ago, we had an overdose in one of our restrooms. So, you know, we want to have it on hand just in case something like that ever happens again.
The Jefferson County Department of Health has run this clinic since November, half a day, one day a week. Hicks says they've trained several dozen religious leaders, university staff, and people close to heroin addicts on how to use naloxone. Participants leave with a prescription for naloxone and an injector.
So this is the medication. This is a name brand form of naloxone. I'm going to open up the box here.
It looks like an EpiPen, the kind people use to stop allergic reactions. Dr. Hicks pulls out two, one containing naloxone and an empty one.
And this is going to teach you how to give the injection. And you'll do it to yourself right now.
Okay.
There's no needle in here.
Okay.
Matt Lacey goes first.
This trainer contains no needle or drug.
A robotic voice guides him through the process.
If you are ready to use, pull off red safety guard.
He stabs the naloxone trainer into his thigh.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Injection complete.
Kay Simmons goes next.
I think I would feel comfortable just doing it because it's not messy or, you know, I'm not having to actually inject a needle.
And Simmons says it's empowering.
The feeling that we have sometimes when we can't help people in these type of situations or other situations can become overwhelming. So this is exciting for me to have this product.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully we won't have to use it.
Lacey and Simmons say they'll go back to Church of the Reconciler and train the rest of the staff on how to use the naloxone injectors. But Dr. Hicks and other Jefferson County health officials say not a lot of people are using naloxone or even know you can get a prescription for it in Alabama. They're starting an aggressive media campaign next month. The goal? Get the drug to as many people who need it as possible. For WBHM, I'm Rachel Lindley.